So right now, with regards to, I guess, CMHA NL, we are looking at, I guess, other forms of telecommunications, virtual platforms that we can help offer to the general public to help them during this stressful time. A lot of people are feeling a lot of anxiety, stress, some depression coming from this. So we're looking at alternative ways to be able to offer our services online to those individuals. And one of those ways is our partnership with Sino. It's a partnership that we've developed here with Sino. They're basically an e-provider of both mental health, physical health, ergonomics, fitness. They're kind of a catch-all when it comes to individuals' wellness. So they reached out to us a little while ago because they wanted to get into more of, the mental health realm. Because they see the need in workplaces for individuals and their mental health, how important it is. So we're giving them some help with regarding language to be used when they are communicating with organizations. And now they're actually launching their online platform to the general public of Newfoundland and Labrador coming April 1st. So the way the
platform... Do you have any idea what the demand is going to be for this kind of service?
I think the demand is going to be quite high. Just at our offices alone, I mean, we've seen a big spike, same with CMHAs across the country. The amount of people reaching out to us looking for, I guess, resources, advice, counseling during this time. So I think there is going to be a big demand for it, and organizations as well can reach out to Sino. They go to sino.ca. They can actually set up an account where they can actually put some money on their, I guess, employees' account or set up an account there with Sino to help them avail of the counseling services that they're going to offer related to mental health.
And Mr. Fifield, is this available right now? Is the support service that you're working on live?
April 1st is going to go live.
And what types of issues are you seeing through the pandemic?
Well, we're getting a lot of people reaching out to us. Obviously, it's a stressful time for everybody in the world. And, Newfoundland and Labrador is no different than that. People are seeing, increases again in stress, anxiety, depression. Some people who may have never, had any mental health or mental illness symptoms before, trauma can sometimes bring on a mental illness. And obviously this would be a trauma if, you're working from home, you end up getting laid off, you've got your family responsibilities that you still have to take care of, your bills. And I mean, there are things being put in place by government, obviously, to try to offset some of these issues. But everybody right now, I think, is feeling the stress from the whole COVID-19 crisis.
I think you're absolutely right. How concerned are you personally about this situation and, I guess, the public at large?
I think everybody is, concerned about this, especially now that it's hit home. It's here in Canada and Newfoundland and Labrador. We're seeing the numbers increase daily, but the government of Newfoundland is doing a great job, I think, in informing the general public and, what they should do to stay safe, trying to mitigate the risk. That everyone at this time would be stressed, regarding this. But we're just trying to do our best, I guess, as an organization to serve the general public, especially here in Newfoundland and Labrador. And there's been a lot of organizations actually come to the plate. Bell Let's Talk just announced yesterday $5 million in sponsorship money, basically, to go towards organizations delivering mental health supports to youth, families, and communities. So we're one of five organizations nationally that are going to avail of those funds. So we're seeing a lot of organizations coming on board to be able to help community groups, be able to help the general public during these times.